This episode is brought to you in part by the Table Podcast from the Hendricks Center at Dallas Theological Seminary. I'm Daryl Bach, one of the hosts, and I invite you to join us as we discuss issues of God and culture, which includes anything and everything. Listen on your podcast app or at dts.edu/thetable.
We spend a lot of time on podcasts like this predicting the future in various ways. But as we do that, we know life is really unpredictable. And as the scripture says, we do not know the number of our days. And that's why it's a really important thing to have a will, to protect yourself and your family. Christianity Today has partnered with Epic Will to walk you through the entire process of creating a will in as little as 10 minutes. You don't have to have a law degree to be able to walk through this, and that's why it's really helpful. So visit morect.com, that's morct.com, will, that's morect.com/will to get started today.
Welcome to Questions in Ethics with Russell Moore, where we apply the gospel of the kingdom to cultural issues and your questions about the Christian life. And now, here's your host.
Hello, this is Russell Moore, president of the Southern Baptist Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission, and this is the program where I take questions from you about various ethical dilemmas that you may find yourself in, or just questions that you may have about what it means to live the Christian life or to understand what's going on in the culture around you. And one question that I received not long ago came via Twitter direct message from a pastor, and this is what he says: medical marijuana for Christians, okay or not okay? There's a bet riding on this. Okay. First of all, what I want to say to my friend here is I'm wondering if this is a trick question. Are you like the Sadducees and Pharisees trying to get Jesus to say something? Because on the one hand, if I answer this question at all, I'm actually participating in your gambling. So if that's what you're trying to do, I see what you're doing there. If you're just speaking metaphorically, then we'll step back and deal with this issue. Question of medical marijuana is one that I hear a lot because there are so many states around the country that are legalizing marijuana for legal purposes. State of Colorado essentially legalizing marijuana for any purpose, and that seems to be a trend that is going to continue to happen in this country, really because of two influences, both right and left. On the left, there is a progressive acceptance of marijuana use that comes out of the counterculture. And then on the right, there's a libertarian understanding of decreasing law, of personal autonomy, individual autonomy, and those sorts of things. Those two things come together to make marijuana legalization, for various reasons, more and more likely in this country. So even if you're not addressing this where you are, you probably will be soon. I don't know what this questioner means by, is medical marijuana okay for Christians? If what he means is it okay for an ill Christian, someone who is a Christian who is medically given marijuana, is that okay? Well, what I would say is there are all sorts of mind-altering drugs that are given to severely ill people in order to correct their illness, and sometimes even to put them out of consciousness. I would think of morphine, for instance. I think that's ethically all right because the scripture tells us, for instance, in Proverbs 31, that even the mind-altering aspects of alcohol are being given to someone who is dying, who is in severe distress. So there's a medicinal use of alcohol in a way that doesn't seem permissible elsewhere. Let's bracket for a moment whether or not alcohol is ever acceptable for Christians. The mind-altering aspect of drunkenness is clearly forbidden in Scripture, and in every branch of Christianity affirms that. So I think there is a sense in which we do make a distinction between recreational use of drugs and something that is genuinely medically treating somebody. Having said that, I think when it comes to the issue of marijuana, we're dealing with something different than we are dealing with say, morphine or something else. Because I think the issue with medical marijuana is exactly what David Frum wrote in CNN about big marijuana, about the marijuana industry. And one of the points that he made that I think is completely true is that, as he says, quote, medical marijuana is a laughable fiction. He says, in California, the typical user of so-called medical marijuana is a 32-year-old white man with no life-threatening illness but a long record of substance abuse. Under Colorado's medical marijuana regime, only 2% of those prescribed marijuana suffered from cancer and only 1% from HIV/AIDS. Some 94% cited unspecified pain as the justification for their pot prescription, end quote. That certainly seems to be the case wherever medical marijuana is showing up. This is not something that is being given to people with terminal cancer fighting off in a hospice sort of situation those last stages of pain. It's something that is being given very indiscriminately with a substance that has a long cultural history in this country of essentially inducing a kind of immediate drunkenness, which, of course, is prohibited in Scripture for a believer. Be not drunk. Again, bracketing for a moment the question of whether or not any use of alcohol is allowable for Christians. Any form of drunkenness is prohibited. We all agree on that. And so the question is, what then happens with medical marijuana? I would, if I were in a state where medical marijuana were on the ballot, I would vote against it. And it's not because I don't have compassion for people who are dealing with difficult illnesses, nor is it saying that some terminally ill person who takes marijuana at a doctor's order is personally sinning. I don't think that's the question. I think the question is, what does the normalization of marijuana usage do to people? I mean, we already have a tremendous issue of wrecked lives in this country when it comes to alcohol abuse. And we have a tremendous issue in this country of wrecked lives when it comes to prescription pain addiction. Even within the church, prescription pain addiction is everywhere. Wherever we have medical marijuana coming in, we have marijuana usage going up. That is not a good thing. I think that most of us can agree marijuana doesn't do anything good for a work ethic, for someone's life, and the people who tend to get hurt in all of these situations aren't those who are in the cultural elite, who often are the ones who are normalizing these things culturally. I saw a commercial not long ago for a fast food hamburger chain that had someone who was clearly mimicking marijuana and getting the munchies and wanting to go and eat in the middle of the night. That's all very, very fun and something to laugh at the level of the people who are putting this together. Who gets hurt? The people who are on the bottom sectors of the economic system in this country. So I would vote no on medical marijuana in virtually every sort of ballot initiative that I've ever seen. And I think as Christians, we need to recognize that what's happening here, and I think Frum is right about this, there is an industry, just as big tobacco was an industry that had a cheap product that was able to hook people in. We have the same sort of industry involved here with marijuana. And I think the simplistic questions of let's just get rid of if we just legalize this, we're going to get rid of the black market and marijuana usage is going to go down. I don't think that bears up in terms of history or either long-term cultural history or in terms of recent history. So I would say no on medical marijuana for Christians. Well, what's your question? Send it to me and we'll take it up right here. Until next time, this is Russell Moore.
If you'd like to submit a question, email us at questions@erlc.com. That's questions@erlc.com. Or on Twitter and Facebook, use the hashtag AskRDM. Thanks for listening to the Questions and Ethics Podcast with Russell Moore. To check out future broadcasts, subscribe via iTunes or visit us on erlc.com.